Will, it's not about giving it a shot. FAs always are looking for the reset button on the practice. This is it. This is how you rebrand yourself. And if you do not make the calls and make the calls with confidence, you're not going to get the results that you want to get. I can't be any more direct than that. But I think you would want to hear it. These calls, Will, are great calls. You don't have to use my words. I said to you earlier in Supernova, the best script is our thoughts put into your words.
Well, if you want me to be totally honest, I'm imagining calling one client, for example, or two clients. I feel like I say this stuff, and I have this belief in my head, which maybe hopefully it's wrong, but I'm thinking, I say this stuff, they're going to think I'm totally full of crap. But maybe...
Why would they think that?
Well, I don't know. It almost sounds like the thing about the minimum sounds like I'm bragging or something or feeding them a line. And I'm just being honest. You're being blunt and honest with me, which that's what I want. So I'm trying to be honest with you. And when I say I'll have to give it a shot, I guess that's all I can do is do these anyway. And if you're saying, dude, do it, it works. And I'm thinking, it doesn't feel right. But I guess the resolution is I got to do it anyway.
Well, it's going to be hard to do it successfully if you don't have confidence in the process and in yourself. Clients, if something's important to us and clients know it's important to us, they usually do it. But if they don't sense that you have confidence, they're probably not going to do it. I remember somebody I worked with in Baltimore, and she called this client with an idea, and it wasn't the best idea she ever had, but she thought it was okay. And she was halfway through her pitch, and the client says, "Pat, you don't really like this idea, do you?" And she said, "Well, I like it, but I don't love it." And he said, "Call me back when you have something you really love." So she was not showing the confidence. I mean, she was a million-dollar producer back in the 80s. She wasn't showing the confidence that the client wanted to hear. If you cannot tell this story with confidence, they're probably not going to follow you. They're going to say, let's just stay the way we are. So one other thing I want you to think about, and this might come across as coming from a negative angle, but it's really not. I tell these stories, Will, because this stuff is not textbook. This is all real life. An FA in Louisville was rolling out, having the conversation with his client, one of his clients, and he said, "Mike, if you deliver this, I will not leave." He was in the process. Yeah, and he's a $5 million client. So clients love hearing this, Will. So we've gone through this. You and I have worked on a script. The script is very similar to, not everybody uses the same script, the same words, but it's the same script. And you got a decision to make. And I say that caring about you. I'm not I'm not angry. I'm not, you know, I'm just disappointed because you've got 55 clients, roughly. Let's say 60. Just for the math. If you had 60 clients, that means you have 15 calls a week. You're making more calls than that now. And five of those calls would be reviews. They take about 5 hours in total. The other 10 would be non-review calls. They take about another 2 hours. So that means you can talk to every client once a month, and I'm not counting prep time. It costs you about 7 hours. You're at the office a lot more than 7 hours. And as I said before, this job takes everything you'll give it, all the hours you'll give it. Think how good it feels to walk out knowing that you're talking to your clients on a monthly basis. And you've created time to grow more and to do the things you enjoy doing, which recharge your batteries. How old are you?
64.
64?
Yeah.
All right, how much longer are you going to work?
Until I die.
Well, here's my point. You're going to work. You think you're going to work another 5, 6, 10 years, something like that?
Longer.
Here's the point. If you make these changes, these refinements, you get to reap the benefits for years. What my experience tells me, and I think common sense tells me too, Will, is that you got a choice here. You can continue to do things the way you've done it, and that's not gotten you where you want to be. In the real world, you're making a really good living. There's an opportunity to make more money, or you can make some changes. That's where you are in this journey. I don't know how else to. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying?
I absolutely do, and I don't want you to sugarcoat anything. I played football when I was in high school and stuff like that, and so I'm used to tough love coaching, so I don't expect you to, you don't have to sugarcoat stuff to me, or I know you care about me, so you can hit me between the eyes, and it's fine. I mean, I'm not offended, so you don't need to. You're going to offend me. You're not going to offend me. In fact, bluntness is, I prefer that. I don't want you to, you don't have to baby me, is what I'm saying.
Well, you're an attorney. You're a CFP, correct?
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of experience. You're in a great market. I mean, where you live is a happening place, that whole area. There's a market for people who have that brand that I have a concierge practice. That brand, there's a market for that. So you're not going to get out of Supernova what you want unless you can make these calls. I know you can, but unless you make these calls and do it with confidence, you can deliver what we're talking about here. But it's a decision that I think you got to make a decision how much you want to get out of this, and we'll work toward that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I want to hear.
Well, here's what You got to make if you got to start making the calls. I mean, you've got.
All right.
You know, we don't. You don't have to call all 55 of your clients, but I want you to call 55 because some of them you're not going to give 12-4-2. You know, you can start this process with 10 people and then start to add to it. If you get 10 people scheduled, you see how it works. You see you're delivering a premium level of service. You start to get referrals, and all of a sudden you're having positive reinforcement. But you gotta give yourself the opportunity, Will, to have that reinforcement.
All right, I'm gonna do it. So,
well. You
talk about next.
Pardon?
I say I'm gonna do it. So, what do you want to talk about next? I'm just saying you don't need to say anything more about it. I understand. I got to do it. It's not gonna work.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's what I'm not gonna say it again about that. Where are you with the? Where's Audrey with the folder?
Okay, we got two beautiful blue folders sitting on my desk here, and I have played around with the it's on the inside front cover. If you open it up like a book, on the left side, client information. So I've gotten that into a format that I like, and I tweaked it a little bit, and Audrey has got the new format. It just lays it out a little bit differently. It's the same things y'all put in there. But so I've filled out a couple of these, and so all that information is available and handy for the calls. And so then we've got the other. I ordered the folders, and so we got them in from your source. So Audrey is putting these things together, and you know we've got it organized like we want, and so that's it.
So do you have them made on specific clients, or are they?
No, we've got how many? I don't know how many we have. I'm looking at two, but that may not be all we've had. How many we have, Audrey?
I'm working on it, Rob.
Okay, are you doing it with a specific person, Audrey?
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do is we've done two with specific people, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the template ready, but we still need to do the additional kind of like one-pager front pagers that we've modified for every client, and I was going to go through and work through the A's and talk to Will about it, and I also thought that it might be a good idea if that maybe we use this as kind of like a test run, if you will, for Will to make his call. So if I like prep, you know, three folders in one day, I'll give him those three folders, and then he can call those particular clients and go through the script or whatever.
Well, let me the two folders that you have, Audrey, has Will talked to those two people about the refinements to his practice?
One of them.
Okay. Here's what I would do, Audrey. I think it flows a little better and a little more efficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that as Will calls people and tells them about the refinements to his practice, that he tells you when that call is over, and then you build a folder for that person.
Okay.
Instead of doing, you know, ABC. Another way to do it is if Will has an appointment and the client, and he hasn't rolled it out yet, put a folder together for that client who's coming into the office. So Will has it, he just has it. I had an FA once tell me that the client noticed that he was that the FA was working from a folder. So if Ms. Jones is coming in tomorrow, go ahead and put the folder together for Mrs. Jones, and then we'll roll it out. He doesn't show Mrs. Jones his folder, but he can roll it out with Ms. Jones. Ms. Jones, just have the same conversation. So it's let's do this. I've done this before. Let's get 10 people scheduled. That doesn't mean you're making the calls. That just means they're in the scheduling Excel. You weren't on at the beginning, Audrey, but Cindy thought your call went really well.
I agree.
She said you get it. So if you get 10 people and into the spreadsheet, and mm-hmm. you start to see how that works, you see it in the it pops up on the computer. It just becomes real life.
So you're saying schedule 10 people. Are these 10 people for quarterlies, 10 people for monthlies, or both?
No. You're scheduling them for everything. And again, Will, as we talked a couple weeks ago, just because you call a client doesn't mean the scheduling, you have a conversation with them a week later. You're going to roll this out in September. When Audrey calls to schedule someone, she begins the scheduling after Labor Day. So when you see all those appointments, and you have the ability to transfer over to Outlook, don't you, Audrey?
Yeah.
So, and you start to see those appointments popping up on your calendar, Will. It starts to be, as I said, it starts to be real life. So I would rather, and I know you would agree, I would rather do 10 people well than try to do 40 between now and Labor Day. Agreed?
Okay, when you say do 10 people.
When you launch somebody, you have had the conversation with them.
Right.
And they are in the schedule.
Okay.
You call the client. You talk to them about the things that you're going to do. And you're going to say, my assistant is going to call and schedule a time, and then Audrey calls and has that conversation. I know you've had a conversation with Will. I would like to get you on the schedule. What works best for you? And then Audrey puts them in the schedule. So if you've got 10 people, you've had those 10 conversations, you got them on the schedule, now all of a sudden it starts to make sense to you. So do you understand what I'm saying, Audrey?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So as the goal here, folks, is to get is for Will to make it make 10 calls. He's already made two, and then Audrey, you get them scheduled. And then we're going to take a deep breath, take a pause, and see how that's working while we work on other things, and then gradually begin to increase the people on the schedule.
Understood.
You with me, Will?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the only Audrey, you got to drive the process. After you make the call, you tell Audrey. Audrey puts a folder together for that person, and you schedule that person. So as I think about it, time's going by pretty quickly. I can't believe it's August. why don't we start scheduling the third Monday in September, Audrey? Let's don't do it right after Labor Day. I think we'll need a little space here to make these calls and get comfortable with the process.
Okay.
All right. You okay with that, Will?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you got any questions, give me a call, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.